hours to protect on Beat.
It's kind of terrifying, like climate change and stuff. It's always in the news these days. And there's a lot of people who don't take it seriously. And they're the people who are like controlling our future kind of in regards to climate change.
Is there anything in particular that you're worried about?
Again, the people, like older people kind of have more control than we do generally.
Yeah, I definitely think like in the long term, our generation will be the most affected. We'll definitely have to deal with it a lot more, considering just how fast it seems to be ramping up. I find it absolutely terrifying. I'm just hearing news, the whole notion that people saying the earth is on fire. I just think the whole concept of that and the fact that it's very, very real is terrifying. You know, we're in the middle of October, and I think last week we were getting temperatures of like almost 20 degrees, which is something you'd see like late July, early August. It's just, it's crazy to see it happening in real time. You hear about it and it's like, oh yeah, this won't affect me for another while, but then you start to see it in your everyday life and it's like, wow, this is very real. It's like very overwhelming. It's an entire, the entire planet has to work together to help.
Let's talk about climate anxiety. It's a real one. That feeling of fear mixed with helplessness and the recent Irish weather events have made climate change feel even closer to home than before.
Storm Babette is to bring heavy and intense rainfalls at time, with the possibility of flooding.
A series of warm fronts, weather fronts, will get pushed up over the country and bring heavy rainfall to a number of areas.
So climate anxiety is two things. First of all, it's the anxiety that we feel in relation to what we see happening in the world. Rising sea levels, heat, forest fires. You can see from this summer that problems in the world are just getting worse and worse. So it's completely understandable that we would feel some anxiety.
Caroline Hickman is a psychotherapist and lecturer at the University of Bath in the UK. And her research area is the impact of climate change on children and young people in general.
It's not just anxiety, it's also depression and anger and frustration and grief and guilt. So you can get a whole range of emotions. It's an emotionally, mentally healthy response. So although we call it anxiety, it actually suggests that you care about what's happening in the world. The other part of it that's really important is it's not just what we see happening in the world around us that upsets us. It's when we look at people with the power to take action on this, and we feel they're just not doing enough and they don't understand. And that can make us feel helpless and powerless and frustrated, because the people with the power to do something about this are not acting sufficiently. So you've got two things going on there, the upset and then the feeling of being let down.
Climate change is a global issue, and as a result, the anxiety created because of it can feel very overwhelming.
But this is a problem that is not going to go away. Often with anxiety, you can deal with it, you can treat it, it'll go away or it'll reduce. With climate anxiety, it will not go away. So, you know, it's a different type of distress than humanity has really had to face before.
But Caroline says there are some reasons to be cheerful.
We should be proud of caring. We actually need to increase eco-awareness and eco-concern, even if that brings some anxiety, because what that will do is lead to increased action, whether that is action locally or action politically or action globally. We actually need to feel these things. And yes, they're uncomfortable when you first start to feel them, but that discomfort is warning you that this threat is real. And if we don't take action urgently, we will be having to take desperately rapid action later on. And that will A, cost us more, and B, be much more disruptive.
If you're feeling overwhelmed about climate change or suffer from climate anxiety, you should focus on what you can control. You could help shape your county council's climate action plan, for example. It needs to be produced by February 2024, and you can make a submission on areas of climate change important to you, or even engage in meaningful conversations with friends and family about climate change. As Caroline said, climate change is a complex issue, and it's important to remind yourself that it will not be solved by one person, but by focusing on some things that are within your control should help you in the long term.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mban with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.